This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado is creating an Office of Rail Safety to improve its oversight of freight and passenger rail lines. CPR's Megan Verlee reports the state is also imposing new safety requirements on trains.
The new law is meant to help prevent and prepare for derailments and toxic spills. It sets training requirements for railroads and first responders, and it gives railroad employee unions more power to push for safety inspections. It also bars trains from blocking road crossings for more than 10 minutes in most circumstances. Governor Jared Polis signed the rail safety bill into law in Pueblo on Friday. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The governor's marking the passage of several housing laws he supported during the recent legislative session. That's a big change from last year when his effort to rewrite development rules for the state failed in the face of strong local government opposition. Polis says an extra year made the issue more urgent and that his tactics changed.
We divided up one big omnibus bill into five or six different bills, pretty much all of which passed. And that allows for more flexibility in kind of assembling the coalitions. Many of those were bipartisan, too.
We'll hear more from the governor on housing in about 15 minutes. Colorado Springs could create its own city-operated ambulance service. CPR's Paolo Shalceda has more.
Colorado Springs currently contracts with American Medical Response to run its ambulance service. But the city's fire officials say they can do a better, faster, and cheaper job if the city turns that responsibility over to them. According to a presentation city council members saw Monday, AMR has breached its contract with the city by arriving late to more than 33,000 emergency calls over the last 3 years. The proposal would not require extra tax dollars. The city says funds collected from insurers and patients would fully fund the program. I'm Paolo Shalceda, CPR News.
Colorado ski season will last a little longer. The Arapahoe Basin says it will stay open until at least June 1st. A closing date has not been set. A basin typically has the longest ski season in Colorado. It can be open into July. And in Colorado's high country, a chance for rain today, maybe some snow tomorrow. This is CPR News.